Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine, you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
But I've been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Your host, God bless for being with me. MyPillow.com. Come on, a man's out there beating his brains out trying to help all of us out. MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made a way for you to save a buttload of money, for me to make a few bucks, and for us to keep jobs here, right here in the good old U.S. of A. And that's what he's doing. Use promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30% to 50% off. Seriously. He's got some great sales going on right now. And you know what's coming up, right? Anybody got a clue? Right? Well, first of all, you can get the sheets. You get they call them dream sheets. I guess they are dream sheets because I'll tell you what. They're so comfortable, even I rave about them. They've got down comforters. They've got pillowcases, pillows, several sizes, actually. Right, they got the doggy beds. And I don't know why a dog needs a bed, but I guess you do. Slippers, don't forget the slippers. And robes, full body pillows. I mean, they got all kinds of crazy stuff. And I say crazy, I don't mean that in a bad way. You know what I mean. Right? You'll save a bunch of money. And Valentine's Day, right around the corner. What are you waiting for? Really, think about it. What are you waiting for? You use promo code Joe, you'll save almost 70% off of anything that you're buying for your honey. And by the way, your honey, listen, you can buy for your honey too. It's not all about the women. You know what I mean? Why do you get to spend all that money on them? Why don't they buy you a robe, buy you some slippers, buy you something nice? Use promo code Joe, you'll save up to 70% at MyPillow.com. Really that simple. All right, I mean, I'm looking. They got a lot of neat stuff there, right? They got a whole clothing line. Mike is a copy of his great book that Mike has too, by the way. You know, I don't know if some of you know this. He was a coke addict, looking for money to grow the business, not blow up his nose. You know, oh, maybe I want one of those. I got 855 for Joe. 855-732. I'm sorry. I'm having fun over here all by myself. Promo code Joe on the way out. You save a boatload of money. Keep the work here. Keep the money here in this country. And it makes everybody happy. All right. Let's get to it. I got too many stories. You know what? I get so excited. Too many stories to get to. But I'm there for you. All right. So this one, I told you about it earlier. Somehow... I still don't get this. Twerking is a spiritual experience built into your body. And that your body can use it to burn off negative energy. And I love it. They listen to these people like they're experts in this area. They can't be. There's no way. I am sure when she starts talking, God is rolling around going, oh, no, that's not what I said. And they're doing, I don't know, what do they call it, gymnastics here? Linguistic gymnastics to make this work. Because I don't believe for a second that there's anybody in their right mind with two brain cells that actually work that believe this. So here's a woman trying to explain how twerking, I'm sorry, is a spiritual experience. Here we go. Maybe.
Shaking is such a primal practice of releasing trauma and somatic blockages and emotions through our body, especially our hips. Mm-hmm. Our hips, now we know, is where we store emotions.
Yep.
So when you are twerking, when you're shimmying, you are literally releasing trauma, releasing stored emotions from your hips. When you're bending your knees, you're crouching on the floor, you're connecting to earth, you're connecting to the womb, you're restoring your energy. And that's why it's not even just in African dance, but in Middle Eastern dance, in Latin American dance, salsa dance, bachata, every single dance form has some form of hip movement to it. This is also why zebras, when they're running away from a lion and they're about to get eaten, and they make it in the nick of time, they shake their bodies off, release the trauma, and they come back to homeostasis.
Really? It's not like the shaking movement when you just been through a whole bunch, you're just kind of shaking the energy off? Right? I mean, you're shivering because you're afraid. How does that get you back?
So I started to realize that as I was doing this, I was healing myself through all of these generations of collective trauma that now we know with epigenetics is actually stored within our systems.
Listen to the words that they're using. Generations of these things have been stored up, and that's how I was releasing it. Yeah, I got nothing.
And I realized that twerking, shimmying, undulating, shaking truly is a spiritual practice. And now I share it as much as I can.
A spiritual practice? Really? So we're going to have a little prayer and twerking tonight so that you can... Oh, stop it. Messina. Don't be your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
worried. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Appreciate the time you're spending with me. You know, I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. It's the only way, you know, again, it's the only way you win. Right? The only way you get in, when you get involved with real information, we can pull it off. We can win. That simple. All right. Man, I got a lot I want to get, well, a lot I want to get through. I don't know about the rest of you. Sorry. So be it. All right. Finally, somebody with two brain cells rubbed together. Earlier this week, The Hill reported that a bill filed in the Arkansas Senate deemed drag performances as an adult-oriented business, places restrictions on where performances could take place. Senate Bill 43, sponsored by the Arkansas Republican Senator Gary Stubblefield. Republican Mary Bentley will add a drag performance to the list of adult-oriented businesses in the state code. The bill defines drag performance as one where a performer exhibits a gender identity that is different from the performer's gender assigned at birth or using clothing, makeup, and any other accessories that are traditionally worn by a member of and are meant to exaggerate the gender identity of the performer of the opposite sex. They'll find a way around this. You watch. The bill also outlines a performer as someone who intends to appeal to the purient interests. Purient is defined by Webster's New World Dictionary as having or expressing lustful ideas or desires, or tending to excite lust, or any kind of lascivious or lewd behavior. Now, the other key part of the bill states that no adult-oriented business may be located where a minor can view it or on public property. I love it. No, really. I mean, some people say, well, you know, it's a freedom of speech issue and you should be able to have any business you want to. True. You can have the business. You can be a drag queen. You can have a drag queen business. You can be part of the drag queen brigade. But you can't do it in front of young kids. Can't do it in a school. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Really. Oh, no, there's a lot of crazy stuff going on. USC says the word field is anti-immigrant and anti-black. God, it never stops. Let's say you're at a social gathering. Someone asks you what sort of work you do. You might tell them that you know, I'm a scientist, or you're field of study is genetics. But that would be a big culture no-no at the University of Southern California. Right? The School of Social Work there is telling people to avoid the word field. Working in a field may have connotations for descendants of slavery and immigrant workers that are not benign. Hey, I worked in a field. Okay? I mean, not like cotton field or, I don't know, you know, orange fields. But at times in my life, I did. I didn't pick fruits. I was cleaning up. I was manual labor. I needed some extra money. Right? What are you going to say? Or what if you, what do you do? I'm sorry, we're looking for, you know, some states or some cities don't allow you to use colors or ethnicities or anything like that when they're looking for a robber of some kind, a criminal, someone who may have, you can't say it's a black youth 6'5". It's a white youth. You can't use any of that. So now you can't use field. So I have a human we're looking for that's running around in a space. I'm confused. We've decided to remove the term field specifically from our curriculum and practice and replace it with practicum. Oh, I'm sorry, practicum. Now, read a letter from the, this is according to a letter from the university obtained by Fox News. The change supports anti-racist social work practice by replacing language that would be considered anti-black or anti-immigrant, more in favor with inclusive language. The university fired off a letter letting folks know that the word field has been replaced with a more inclusive word. Their decision comes from the commitment to replace language that might be considered anti-black or anti-immigrant. I suppose it won't be long before we ban fried chicken. Right? Students will no longer be allowed to wear clothing made of cotton. How do you figure out why? Look, language can be powerful. Phrases are going to, you know, can be powerful. Go
going into the field or field work, maybe you kind of, yeah, I'm sure if you do a real, not a phony, you do a real survey of these people, you'd find out the only one offended by this is you. You loons on the left are the only ones that are having a problem with this. It's just, I find this amazing. I don't even know where to go with this sometimes. It's so whacked. So, you know, and remember, what was his name? Gavin Newsom. Didn't he just come out and talk about what a free state this is? Just amazing. So, this is how the left operates. These are how these loons operate. Governor Huckabee bans the... This is what we need. Governor Huckabee bans woke. Right? Woke. Right now it's just one woke word, but she's going to go for them all. Sarah Huckabee got in there, and she started right off the bat. God bless her. Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders has banned the word from official government documents. You ready? You know what the word is? You ready? Come on, this is great. Yeah, Latinx. You can no longer use Latinx in any of the documentation, any of this stuff. Sanders, who is the state's first female governor and the nation's youngest governor, actually, thanks to her dad. Not that it's because of him she got in, but he did lay the foundation. She said the term is a pejorative and ethnically insensitive. Oh, no. We got to finish this story. We'll do it when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Three people, including two children, injured after they were shot in Washington, D.C. Wednesday.
The young children, appears that one child is 9 and another child is 6 years of age. Their age is coming home from school, but it appears that they were coming home from school.
Authorities say an altercation involving several people on a Metro bus spilled out onto the street. One of the people fired shots, hitting two children and an adult male. Their injuries appear to be non-life-threatening. Many Californians may now be faced with checking their insurance policies following this recent bout with heavy storms. NBC Los Angeles listed a number of situations on what could be covered or not covered depending on a plan. The Insurance Information Institute says a standard plan for your home or condo does not cover damage from a flood. Folks need a separate policy for that. Mudslides and similar events also not found on plans. Meantime, if a tree fell on your home, insurance will cover that damage. However, if it lands in your yard and your home is not hit, be prepared to open your wallet for removal.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Back, Joe Massina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732. Again, 55563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. So I don't have to consider you part of the problem. And there is a lot going on, like I said. That's why you have to pay attention. So love it that Sarah Huckabee Smith, I guess, is her first. One of the first things she did becoming governor of Arkansas is she banned the word Latinx from government documents. Can't use it because it's a pejorative. She said Latinx is a gender-neutral affirmative alternative to Latino and or Latina. It's a term basically used by more woke liberals. They think it means that they're not xenophobes. Now, Spanish Language Institute rejects the use of the X to replace vowels when identifying gender in a language. See, but the left doesn't want gender. And they're going to tell you how bad it is for you not to use the X because it's not inclusive enough, hoping to make you feel bad. Right? You can't easily remove, look at, you can't remove gender from the Spanish or what they call other Romance languages, Italian, Greek, and so on. You can't remove vowels and verbs from English. It's the policy of the governor's administration to prohibit the use of culturally insensitive words for official state government businesses. Sanders says her administration will continue to ban culturally insensitive words from official state government business. Sanders previously worked as a press secretary of President Trump, remember? She knows what she's doing. She knows how to put up with this stuff. She knows how easily that this stuff will run away. You know, it'll work its way in and you'll never be able to get anything done. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right. Let me see. I found this intriguing. Okay, a couple days ago, there was, I don't know if you know this about the Colorado baker. Again, another one. Who refused to make a cake, I guess it was. Let me see. I'm sorry, I apologize. This one's the web-based one. I get confused with all these. This web person refused to make a website for a same-sex couple getting married, you know, for their wedding stuff. because it went against their religious belief. Now, during the more than 2 hours of argument, which is long because these guys usually go 20 to 30 minutes, conservative justice rallied, conservative justices railed against the lawyers defending the Colorado current anti-discrimination law for anyone denying services to LGBTQ individuals. Now, Lori Smith is the web designer. She claimed that her First Amendment protection protects her religious liberty and prevents her from needing to create sites for same-sex couples. Right? So this is going to make this law invalid. If they come across the right way with it, we won't have a problem. I want you to hear, though, Justice Kavanaugh's comments, because I think it's a big deal to, in understanding where he was coming from. I'm sorry, Trustee Gorsuch's comments. So take a listen. You'll hear what I'm talking about. I'm going to sound a Canadian here. And listen to the line of questioning, if you would.
I'm looking for the distinction between the two cases. One you say is okay, the other one not okay.
Because the company, unlike our first example of the speechwriter,
yeah.
The company here says in no uncertain terms will they ever sell a company, a product or a service to a same-sex couple.
No, what they say is we will not sell to anyone. A message that I disagree with as a matter of religious faith, just as a speechwriter says, or the press release writer, the freelance writer says, I will not sell to anyone a speech that offends my religious beliefs.
But here, they are defining their service by excluding someone based on their...
That's their religious belief.
Well, in Colorado...
You change their religious belief, right?
No, but well...
And you protect religious beliefs under the statute, right? That is one of the protected characteristics, yes. In theory.
And in practice. If it wasn't in practice, we have heard about it over the past several years, and my friend has pointed to no example where this has been applied.
Mr. Phillips did go through a re-education training program pursuant to Colorado law, did he not, Mr. Olson?
He went through a process that ensured he was familiar with...
It was a re-education program, right?
It was not a re-education program.
What do you call it?
It was a process to make sure he was familiar with Colorado law.
Someone might be excused for calling that a re-education
I strongly
program.
Disagree, Justice Gorsuch.
Thank you, Mr. Olson.
Justice Kavanaugh?
Yeah, I love it. I love the fact about the way he pushed back, how they discussed this. I just find it extremely interesting. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Appreciate the time. You know, I was looking at the lineup on the court. I think this is hilarious. There are four women on the court. Five men. So I'm sure that makes it misogynistic. But the three liberal women got all kinds of accolades from the left. Right? They're just loved from those people on the left. What I find really interesting is the one conservative they tore up. Wasn't that nice of them? I mean, couldn't stand him. Couldn't stand her. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that we spend with you on the air and the chat room. You know, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution, actually. All right, I'm just so much more. I should say so much more of this craziness. If they truly were interested in inclusion, diversity, and equity, and all that stuff, then why would they rail against the only woman who does she have 5 or 7 kids? Right? And she adopted two. I think they're two black kids. I'm not sure. But apparently she did that because of her guilt. It just never stops. It really never stops. All right. Let me throw some at you really quick. Kevin McCarthy finally got one that they pretty much all could agree on. Kevin is going to put together a committee to scrutinize the Biden administration's China policies. and a bipartisan move that could undercut the White House's attempt to steer the world's most consequential bilateral relationship. Now, what they want to do, right, they want to go in there and they want to make sure that China is, well, not that they are clean, but whatever they do with us, they are well scrutinized. Right? So they get Republicans and Democrats together. They remain at odds over a number of other issues, but the vote was Kevin McCarthy's first major win since being elected Speaker. What is that? He went on to say, we spent decades passing policies that welcomed China into the global system, and in return, China has exported oppression, aggression, anti-Americanism. This is what he was talking on the floor of the House. He said, there's a bipartisan consensus that the era of trusting communist China is over. This is going on well with both sides. Right? California Republican who channeled Congress's increased skepticism. Well, you know, look at what they did. Look what they've done in Beijing. Right? Look what they've done in Hong Kong. Very, very strong undertone that they're going to go after Taiwan. He went on to say, this is my hope and desire, my wish is that we speak with one voice, that we focus on the challenges. The threat is too great for us to bicker with ourselves. The leader of the panel is going to be GOP Representative Mike Gallagher out of Wisconsin. They're going to examine Joe Biden's full approach to China. Right? I mean, think about this. The White House has been selling all kinds of technology to China. They're sending them high-tech equipment that we use to protect ourselves. Come see your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Your host, always a pleasure. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And the way you do that is, come on, we all know this, right? You get informed. And once you get the info, you're ready to rock and roll, right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, like I said, 855-732-5563. Okay, let's hit a whole bunch of easy. Natalie Bosher, she, her, and Ella, whatever. She's one of those libs of TikTok. She, she went out there, she's a school teacher. She, today we're talking about the pride flag, what we noticed on it, and where we'll see it flying, mostly at our school. We're learning what it means to be loving and inclusive to all members of our community. Right? And this is all they teach. This is all they got. And then she goes on to make fun of homeschooler kids. But then what you find out is she's charged with grooming, which is a class 4 felony. Because all she's teaching in that class, the biggest thing that she's got going on, is teaching about the LGBTQ community and how these kids have to be more inclusive. What about the rest of the community? How about religious beliefs? No, can't do that. Right? That's how ridiculous it is. Anyway. And as I started to tell you before, finally the Dems and Republicans have come together on one issue in particular, which is putting together a committee to really check into what's going on between China and America and make sure, not that they'll succeed, they're going to try to make sure that we stop exporting these high-tech controls to them, high-tech information, right, and start to take back some of the things that we've given to them. They're still producing over 80% of our drugs. Why? No, honestly, why? Why aren't we making them here? They get enough money for them. So we'll see what comes out of that. Representative Judy Chu, she's a California Democrat who chairs the Congressional Asian Pacific American Caucus, urged the committee not to become an open invitation to traffic in blatant xenophobic and anti-China rhetoric. I wonder who she's getting money from. Right? An open invitation to traffic of blatant xenophobia. Really? Have you seen what they've been doing? Anyway, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with that, how far they go, and how much teeth it will have overall. I'd be very curious to find out. Oh, this was a good one, too. Twitter slammed AOC after she says that gas stoves are linked to brain damage. She must have grew up in a house with two glass stoves. I mean, not to be mean, but to be mean. She makes me nuts. When you listen to her, and you listen to how she comes up with this stuff, you have to sit there, you just scratch your head and go, my God, how did she get into Congress? Who was paying attention? Who was not paying attention? Who even cared what she said? It's just amazing. And she came up with a movie to flop, apparently big time. She's very much into the Green New Deal, but she can't tell you anything about it. She can't tell you, how you replace, how long. I mean, she wants to shut down fossil fuels tomorrow afternoon. But she's got no way to fix it or replace it. Just ask her. She'll start tripping all over herself. Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just truly being part of the conversation. All right. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but in Illinois, the Democrats, they're doing everything they can on gun control or anything they think they should do. Their agenda follows a reliable pattern. In stage one, politicians have no idea what they're talking about when it comes to these guns. So they pass a law that wouldn't really solve anything. In stage two, the law gets struck down by the courts anyway. So they're at it again. Now they passed a bill that would ban the sale of and manufacture of certain semi-automatic firearms, like an AR-15, AK-47, along with certain handguns and long gun magazines, among other things. Democratic Governor Pritzker, he said that the people of the state deserve a real assault weapon ban, one that has real account. Yeah, they think that any semi-automatic weapon is an assault weapon. That would mean, a 9mm, any Glock, they would all be assault weapons. They want you back down to 6-shooters. And soon it'll be all about the caliber of the bullet, too. Right? The Now, there's no difference between, if in essence, the AR-15 and a semi-automatic handgun, right? You fire one bullet every time the trigger is pulled. Even if the gun looks scary to liberals who don't understand how guns work, most of them don't. Semi-automatic guns are easily the most common and most popular for defense. They just want to ban scary guns because they don't know the difference between the two. They don't know the difference between anything, right? Anyway. And, of course, it also doesn't make anyone safer because it'll probably get struck down in court. The Supreme Court has recently shot down Maryland's assault weapon ban and California and New Jersey's magazine bans. Illinois managed to pass something that would accomplish nothing. It's the same thing. You know, do they think they're going to get it passed? The Supreme Court's going to go, I don't know, do we miss that one? Right? Supreme Court, think about it. They reversed, they remanded a case upholding Maryland's assault weapon ban. The two cases, California and New Jersey magazine ban. So the writing is pretty well on the wall. Do they even pay attention to these rulings? Now, I've got a couple of friends in Sacramento at the California legislative level. They tell me that they don't care. Their attitude is not everything's going to get fought, number one. They'll just pass what they want to pass and see which ones make it and which ones don't. That truly means they have no, absolutely no reverence for the law. Am I wrong? Help me understand. And then, you know, to add insult to injury with these people. Yeah, you heard me. These people. One of the Illinois sheriffs said that he won't arrest anybody solely for possessing a semi-automatic weapon, even though they're banned by the state. Because he doesn't believe the law is constitutional. So anyway, he said when he was sworn into office, I love these guys, he swore to protect the rights provided under the U.S. Constitution. Part of my duties that I accepted upon being sworn into office was to protect the rights provided to all of us in the Constitution. One of those rights is a right for people to keep and bear arms. Wow. I wish most of them would know that. It's provided in the Second Amendment, in case they don't know. The right to keep and bear arms for defense of life, liberty, and property is regarded as an inalienable right. In other words, you can't take it away from them. On Monday, the Illinois Senate passed the version of the Protect Illinois Communities Act. Well, you see how they do these things? Who wouldn't want to protect the community? Come on, really, isn't that wonderful? It's a wonderful idea. Yeah, doesn't mean anything. Right? I love this, though. He won't enforce it. He's basically telling the legislature to go pound sand. I think it's great. I just think it's great. Anyway, always appreciate the time you're spending with us. I appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, which means you will be part of the solution if you're truly part of the conversation. And frankly, even if you have a little bit of info, a little bit of truth, you can make a difference. You can make the lefty squirm. Tell your friends, your loved ones, your unloved ones, you're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network, JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. So you can go up to the website, check things out, sign up for the email blast. There's just a lot happening up there. Take a few minutes on there. Check some of the boxes. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. We'll be back tomorrow.